And I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel's military denies striking a tent camp west of Rafah Tuesday after Gaza health authorities said Israeli tank shelling had killed more than 20 there. The latest bombardment comes days after an Israeli attack set off a fire at a Rafah tent camp that killed at least 45 people. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston.
Israel said it had targeted Hamas commanders and had not intended to cause civilian casualties.
This is a devastating incident.
An Israeli army spokesperson said the military was investigating the possibility that munitions stored near a compound targeted in Sunday's airstrike may have ignited the blaze. Meanwhile,
Ireland formally recognizes the state of Palestine.
Spain, Ireland, and Norway officially recognized a Palestinian state.
Reuters' Angela Johnston, and in fact, Spain, Norway, and Ireland formally recognized the state on Tuesday in the coordinated effort by the three Western European nations to add to international pressure on Israel to soften its response to last year's Hamas-led attack. Israel condemned the diplomatic move, which will have no immediate impact on the war in Gaza. Recent comments by both French President Emmanuel Macron and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg condoning Ukraine's use of Western weapons in Russia has triggered a response by Russia's president. Reuters' Gabe Singer.
Vladimir Putin warned the West on Tuesday that NATO members in Europe were playing with fire by proposing to let Ukraine use Western weapons to strike inside Russia. While on a trip to Uzbekistan, the Russian president told reporters on Tuesday that such strikes could trigger a global conflict. Putin also emphasized that many NATO member countries have small land areas and dense populations, which was a, quote, factor that they should keep in mind before talking about striking deep into Russian territory.
Reuters' Gabe Springer. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Charles E. Ledesma reports on trash-carrying balloons floating over South Korea.
North Korea has flown hundreds of trash-carrying balloons towards South Korea. Seoul's military has mobilized chemical and explosive response teams to recover objects and debris in different parts of the country. The North says leader Kim Jong-un has urged his military scientists to overcome a failed satellite launch and continue developing his nation's space-based reconnaissance capabilities, state media's reporting. The report also said Kim's speech on Tuesday warned of unspecified stern action against Seoul for purportedly performing aerial exercises involving 20 fighter jets on Monday. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The African National Congress has been governing South Africa since 1994, when Nelson Mandela was elected president following the end of apartheid. But as voters get ready to go to the polls on Wednesday, the party, known for its opposition to apartheid, faces dissatisfaction from some citizens who feel the party has not delivered on its promises. VOA Nairobi Bureau Chief Mariama Diallo has the story.
Daryl Glazer, associate professor at the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, says it's going to be the closest election since the era of inclusive democracy began in South Africa in 1994.
All the opinion polls are suggesting that there's a very serious chance that the ANC is going to fall below 50% of the vote and that it's going to be forced into some kind of coalition.
Glazer and other analysts have told VOA that allegations of corruption, scandals, and disunity within the ANC have helped the opposition gain ground. Mariama Diallo, VOA News.
AP correspondent Julie Walker reports the jury in the Donald Trump hush money trial will get a step closer to deliberations on his fate.
The judge presiding over Donald Trump's hush money case will give jurors instructions today on the charges against the former president and how to weigh them. Closing arguments were yesterday, with the defense taking more than 2.5 hours, telling jurors the star witness is a liar and Trump did nothing wrong, and prosecutors taking more than 4.5 hours, telling jurors the former president engaged in a conspiracy and cover-up. The jury will weigh 34 felony charges against Trump, stemming from what the prosecution says were falsified business records to cover hush money payments to possibly sway the election. Jurors don't have to find Trump guilty on all counts, but they will have to agree either way on each charge. At Manhattan Criminal Court, I'm Julie Walker.
More VOANews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.